Today, President Obama and the First Lady related to Americans as the parents of two young girls who were worried about bullying at school. They hosted the first White House conference to prevent bullying and invited 150 parents, teachers, students, and educators to find solutions. Rosalind Weissman is a recognized expert on bullying. She's the author of Queen Bees and Wannabes, and she's a mom. She offered guidance to both kids and parents about coping with bullying. For kids, Weissman stressed,
it is not weak to ask for help from an adult. I know that it's this feeling of like, I want to be able to handle this on my own.
For parents whose kids tell them about bullying, she had this advice.
But what I would suggest you say is three things. You say, I'm really sorry this happened to you. Thank you for telling me. And together we're going to think this through. And I'm going to be there with you every step of the way.
Dr. Yana Yovanan is a professor of developmental psychology at UCLA. Her research findings shed light on how to respond to bullying.
You know, how parents choose to deal with their concerns with cyberbullying is really, really important.
90% of the teens she surveyed said that they didn't tell an adult when they got cyberbullied or saw someone else being bullied online. They're afraid, she says, of having their internet freedom limited. They do not want their parents to take away Facebook. Often, school administrators throw up their hands in frustration at their inability to influence what their students are doing online. But Yovanan established a strong connection between online bullying and school bullying. 85% of the teens she surveyed who were cyberbullied were also bullied at school. So administrators can intervene at school and make a difference in online interactions. Last October, Obama participated in the It Gets Better campaign with a video message of his own.
But what I want to say is this. You are not alone. You didn't do anything wrong. You didn't do anything to deserve being bullied. And there is a whole world waiting for you, filled with possibilities. There are people out there who love you and care about you just the way you are.
He signed off with the campaign's motto.
And every day, it gets better.
Along with the conference, the Obama administration launched a new site dedicated to anti-bullying resources, stopbullying.gov. Obama's also pledged $132 million to states to fight bullying. Emily Frost, Annenberg Radio News.